Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis. Chulin 132a, pagination is 263. We'll start at the first wide line. Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Bechor, a firstborn animal that has sacredness and is supposed to be given to the Kohen. That's how we understand it right now, just the basic case of Bechor. Shenisarev b'meya, it got mixed in so that we have 100 animals, a mixture, this one Bechor, in a multitude of non-sacred animals. Bizman shemeya shochtin eskulan. If it's 100 different owners and they're each shechting their own, potrin eskulam, it's going to absolve them all of matnas kuhuna. They're not going to have to give zroa luchayayim and keva at all, because each of them can argue, mine might be the bechor. And since by money, it's hamotzi mechaver olav arayu, you have to bring a proof, even a small amount of doubt is enough to push away the toveya, the person who's claiming. And therefore, when the Kohen claims he'd like to be paid the matnas kuhuna, we could each say, mine might be the bechor. Now, there's an obvious problem over here. If yours might be the Bechor, so maybe you should give me the entire animal. It doesn't seem to be so advantageous to claim that it might be the Bechor. That's not going to absolve you. Then you'll have to give me the whole thing. And therefore, the Gemara explains that this is not a case where the word Bechor is a strictness. It's actually that the word Bechor is a lenient thing. It's talking about a case where the Bechor has a mum, and the Kohen went and sold it to a Yisrael, and that Bechor that had a mum, that was sold to a Yisrael, does not have the requirement of matnas kuhuna zro l'chayayim v'keva. It's a Bechor with a history, to the point that it's lenient. And that's why in this Mishnah, the word Bechor is actually a code word for being absolved. And that's why each of them has this argument. Saying the Mishnah again, Bechor, if you have a case of Bechor, meaning the one with the history, and the Bechor is absolved from paying, Shenisara b'meya, and it got mixed in, so that we have 100 animals. Bizman shemeya shochtem eskulam, if each one is a different owner, potum eskulam, the claim that mine might be the Bechor, can be used by every one of them, and none of them have to give matnas kuhuna. Note that this is very different than if it was a sacred thing intrinsically, in which case, presumably, you would have to do things l'chumra, for strictness, because we're not sure. We don't want you to end up eating something that might not be kosher. But the answer over here is that this is a financial gift, and if he can't prove that he's entitled to the gift, then he's not going to get it. If, however, echad shochet eskulam, one person is shechting them all, they're all owned by one person, so then we do a logic and we realize there's only one animal here that's a Bechor that's going to be absolved of the matnas kuhuna. And therefore, ein potrim lo elo echad, we're only going to absolve him of one. Since it's a financial issue, the owner can decide which one he wants to be absolved of. He could choose the most valuable one, no problem. He's entitled to do that. But ultimately, he's only going to be able to absolve himself of one, because that's when one person is dealing with it, there's only one Bechor. Let's take a look at the Rashis. First wide line in Rashi, Bechor, Shal Yisrael, Shanis Arev b'meya b'emos acheros, the Bechor v'Yisrael, so they're as we understood it, was going to be an obligation of Bechor, and it was mixed in with other animals. On the second line, Kol echad ve'echad yochal litchus es atzmo ve'lomer lekoin bechor shalihu. Each one, when it's different owners, was able to claim, my animal might be the bechor. Let's take a look at the Gemara. One line up, ve'amai, how does this work? Yavo alav kohen mishnei tzedodim, why can't the kohen come from both sides? Ve'leimolei, let him say, ibechor hu kulei didihu, if it's indeed a bechor, well then it's all mine. Ve'ilav bechor hu, havli matnasoi, and if it's not a bechor, then I want at least my zeroa l'chayayim and keva. Amar Rav Oshia, this is what we mentioned, the Gemara develops in the name of Rav Oshia, Bevali de Kohen, it must be that it was already paid to the Kohen. Umachro le Yisrael bemumo, and it was sold to a Yisrael with its mum. And therefore the Bechor term that's used in our Mishnah, even though at first our lights light up, wow, Bechor, serious. Actually, the Bechor of our Mishnah is coming to be lenient. And whoever has the Bechor is absolved because it already has been given to the Kohen. He sold it. He got his asset. He got his money from it. It has a mum. It's not meant to be sacred. And therefore, whoever has the Bechor is indeed in a position of being absolved of the Matnas Kuhuna giving. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.